some people are saying that cars don't run on ethanol, that it doesn't run right, that ethanol's got a problem or something. We know that's all coming from the competition. We know that is all disinformation. That's just not true. For example, my car runs on a four-cylinder Atkins motor made by Ford Motors. At the Ford Motor plant, my car was made to run on pure ethanol, E85 down to E70. But at my request, I said, don't make it so that it runs well on gasoline. I don't want to use it. We don't need it. Those who tell you that we need fossil fuels to run your car, to get to work and back, and to run the delivery vans around town, and the small light-duty pickup trucks, those people are all wrong. We don't need fossil fuels for that. We have a model that works, and we have ways of making it accessible for every American over the next 5 years so that everybody can afford this. We don't need this fuel. 35% of 35 miles is what the average American drives in a day. The average electric car creates 35 to 40 miles of traveling for under 5 cents a mile. It uses all kinds of energy to run because electricity comes from everywhere. It comes from coal. Even coal is cleaner than gasoline when it comes to running a car. The energy that I use with my car, if I have to plug into a state that has coal running it, is still cleaner than gasoline. So electricity is great, but then you run out of electricity. What do? You have to power it somehow. So there's just this fringe people in America that drive more than 35 miles a day. If most people are that or less or maybe a little more, but there aren't that many that drive really a lot more than that. And that's where it comes in that biofuels are the way to go. Because even though big oil will tell you that there's not enough biofuels and the disinformation about biofuel availability and what it will do to the land and the food supply keeps coming in droves, that's not true. The fact is that there is enough biofuel that we could make in this country that would power all of those cars with generators running on biofuel like mine. All the cars that need to go farther than 35 miles in a day. So that's not very many cars, really, because it's not the average. So when you look at it that way, the power of America powering these cars so that they can get to work and back every day with the workers in them is really a great way to go. And when you need more power, you use biofuel, and it makes it happen. And that's what I proved. We just drove here. Many miles, thousands of miles. And halfway here, we went up through South Dakota, we went through farm country, we went up through Montana, through the mountains, and then into the Great Plains of Montana, and across the border into Alberta. And when we got to Alberta, we headed north, and we kept going north and north for a long time until we got to Fort McMurray, Alberta, where all of the oil comes from. Much of the oil that we're using here, which they call ethical oil because it's not from some Saudi Arabia or some country that may be at war with us. The fact is Fort McMurray looks like Hiroshima. Fort McMurray is a wasteland. The Indians up there and the native peoples are dying. The fuel's all over, the fumes everywhere. You can smell it when you get to town. The closest place to Fort McMurray that is doing the tar sands work is 25 or 30 miles out of town, and you can taste it when you get to Fort McMurray. People are sick. People are dying of cancer because of this. All of the First Nations peoples up there are threatened by this. Their food supply is wasted. Their treaties are no good. They have the right to live on the land like they always did, but there's no land left that they can live on. All the animals are dying. This is truly a disaster, and America is supporting this. It's very unfortunate that this is where we get the majority of our fuel from. On the other hand, if you look at ethanol and ethanol production in the United States, and if ethanol was like a different country, and all the ethanol came from a different country that we make here, we would be the number two supplier of energy of fuel to the United States of America, the ethanol industry, as it is right now. It's a very good fuel, a very clean fuel, and it's getting better because it can get better. Cellulosic ethanol is really the future. The second generation biofuels are the future of transportation. Fuel from the waste of making other fuel, fuel from the waste of food, fuel from the fodder that's lying in the fields unused. You can leave some of it so that we replenish the land, but a lot of that can go back into making more fuel. There's such a great future there. On the other hand, you have the disinformation about ethanol and the CO2 that's counted against it. And if you count the CO2 against ethanol and you do that, looking at where does this information come from? Who are these people who are telling us how dirty and how ethanol is not green? I think it's the oil companies. And the only thing about their product that is green is the money that goes into campaigns, that pays for our representatives. We have to hold these people to task. They're our people. They're our representatives. Please don't let them forget who they work for. This is very important. We can't have a corporate country where corporations make all the decisions about what you hear about on television, all of these things. Now, of course, I don't have to live by the same rules as my friends over here, so I can meander around from thing to thing with no responsibility. I don't have to go to the office the next day and take the flak. But I'm ready to take the flak. Nobody paid me to come here. I'm here because I really see this. This is a disaster. We have a very, very big problem. The CO2 is going to get to be a huge issue in the next couple of years. You have to look forward. Ethanol and other biofuels and cellulosic ethanol and biodiesel are the answer to this problem. They will provide what we need. But we also have to be careful how we grow it. We have to be careful. We have to be as sustainable as we can be and be regenerative and let the land breathe and let the land bring back the humus that is half of the CO2 causing global warming comes from the earth, not from cars. So even though we're the answer, we got to be careful that we don't become the problem by using too many chemicals and too many things to get too high of a yield too fast. Using sound principles that have been proven for centuries is really a good idea. It's better to go slower, just like it's better to drive 55 than it is to drive 75, because anybody who knows about fuel and efficiency will remind you that driving 75 miles an hour uses twice as much fuel as 55. So if you're really in a hurry, put your foot in it. But if you're not, check out how beautiful this country is. Okay, just slow down and save fuel. These are things people don't know. They don't know. Every car, not just my huge gargantuan car that weighs 6.5 tons, but every car has this same physical limitation. 55 to 72 or 73, twice as much energy. Cut the energy you use in half by slowing down. It's really basic. And then back to ethanol for me, because I love ethanol and I love what it smells like and I love the way it makes my car go. Everything about it is great. It's clean. It cleans the inside of my car out. It's a beautiful fuel. But we don't have freedom of choice. This is a basic American thing along the federal interstate system. There's a monopoly in existence. Right there alongside the road. Every time you get off the road, you enter a monopoly zone. It's called Big Oil. There's no reason why every fuel stop that has more than 4 fuel pumps cannot have an E85 pump. There's just no reason for it. It gives Americans freedom to choose the fuel they use so that they can decide how much CO2 they want to put in the atmosphere. And the other thing the farmers said to me is, you know, things really are changing. The climate's changing. We can't get the same yields. or we get too much rain, we get a drought, we get this. It's climate chaos. This is a direct result of CO2, unless you don't believe me and 99% of the scientists. It's a truth. These things are happening because there's science behind them. It's real. So we have a chance to change that. And that's what this is really about. That's what I really feel the strongest about, is that's what ethanol can do. That's what ethanol and electricity and the bioelectric transportation model could do, replacing fossil fuels in America. There is a way out, and we are it. So thank you very much for listening to this news from the road. Take care.
There are a few questions for the press in particular.